You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. Okay, no more politics for a bit. Now I am going to say the words Abercrombie and Fitch, and I'm betting you're going to start thinking of cologne, half-clothed teenagers, and maybe a crushing fear that you're not hot enough to shop there. And all of that was a deliberate brand strategy, even the hot or not part. But fast forward out of high school and realize it gets better. 2016 Abercrombie & Fitch wants to be more inclusive, maybe to win back customers who went to American Eagle and Forever 21, which were both cheaper and, you know, not so mean. Elizabeth Holmes is a reporter at the Wall Street Journal who wrote about the brand shift. Elizabeth, hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I am great, and I'm so excited to talk about this story because Abercrombie & Fitch was sort of the bane of my teenage and later, I don't know, early 20s years, as I think is the case with so many. And so now I feel like we are in the judge's seat about this turnaround.
I'm right there with you. When I was in high school and college, it was this intimidating place to shop. It was the mean girl at the mall. You know, they used sex in this very aggressive way. They only hired attractive people to work in their stores. They didn't stock sizes that were outside of like a regular sort of small, medium, extra small range. And now, after, you know, the rethinking of the millennial generation and what they're looking for from a shopper and frankly, plummeting sales, they have made a huge about face and they want to be seen as an inclusive brand.
Yeah. How recent is this sort of change of heart? At what point does Abercrombie & Fitch go, man, this mean girl thing, which is genius, by the way, good coinage. This mean girl thing is just not working for us.
Well, their CEO, who sort of led them from 1992 all the way through 2014, was sort of the architect of this brand and their success. And for a long time, we should point out, they were very successful. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, around 2014, when sales were really falling, the CEO abruptly left. And they brought in a whole new executive team, and they've been trying to sort of regroup and restaff and reposition themselves. And mm-hmm. now they're trying to be seen as this brand that's like a casual luxury brand for millennials who loved it in high school and are now out in the working world and have a little bit more money to spend and are looking for clothes to wear.
And so what does the plan include? I mean, I am fascinated by the fact that they're scrubbing the photos from the website, getting rid of the Instagram pictures. What is this going to entail?
That was the most millennial thing I think they're doing. They wiped their social media channels.
That's huge.
You know, like after you go through a breakup when you're, you know, a high schooler, you're like, delete the photos. I don't want any evidence out there. And they said, you know, we're going to put forth something that's just a total brand overhaul. And a lot of the styling is kind of looser. There's less makeup on the models. There's a lot more clothes on the models. So it's less about, you know, shirtless dudes. You know, that said, their stores are still very much the same. I don't know when the last time you wandered into an Abercrombie was, but they're still heavily scented. Mm. They're darker. You know, they have that sort of high school feel, and they're working to correct that too. They're trying to release a new store prototype early next year. So that is sort of waits to be seen.
What I thought was interesting is that a lot of the people you talk to don't have great feelings, feel a little bullied by that brand. How likely is the marketing turnaround to succeed?
Well, there are some brands that people get really upset that they're not doing well and they sort of cheer for them to come back. I wouldn't say Abercrombie is one of those brands. There are a lot of hard feelings there, but there are also those people who remember that it was the brand for the cool kids in high school and they feel a little sentimental about it and they're open to giving it another shot. I think it's extremely challenging for clothing retailers of all age targets out there, but there's nothing more than the teen and millennial shopper that is, you know, that they are looking to spend their money elsewhere. People want to spend it on experiences. They want to spend it on things they can Instagram, frankly. And so if you're already a brand that, you know, might have some negative feelings toward it, that's sort of two hurdles to clear then.
That's Elizabeth Holmes, reporter at the Wall Street Journal. I am looking forward to all the emails from people who love Abercrombie & Fitch, because we know you're out there too. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me.